Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 11th, Thankful Tuesday, and the second day of VBS, the third day of Life Week. We have so much going on around the church, and it is wonderful to see all the people volunteering and all the children and youth growing in the faith. Today in the passage, we are in John chapter 3, verses 22 through the end of the chapter, and this is about Jesus as the bridegroom. Now, the word bridegroom is not very familiar to me. We don't use it in our common day vernacular, but it just signifies the man in a marriage covenant on the day of his wedding. So when Jesus is the bridegroom, I think that what John is saying is that he is the one, he's the main event. He is the one we've been waiting for. Okay, starting in verse 22. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing at Aenon, near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, this man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to follow him." To this, John replied, "A person can only receive what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here, John's disciples are like, "Hey, don't you remember that guy you baptized? He's baptizing others. He's taking your power." And John responds appropriately about the Messiah. "Hey, guys, I'm just an earthly being. He comes from heaven, and he must become greater, and I must become lesser." This connects very well with the sermon topic for this upcoming Sunday. I want to read from Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Don't boast in the presence of a king or promote yourselves by taking the seat at the head table and pretending that you're someone important. For it is better for the king to say to you, 'Come, you should sit at the head table,' than for him to say in front of everyone, 'Please get up and move. You're sitting in the place of a prince.'" This is just a good reminder for us that in our work for the kingdom, that it's not about us, that God is the one working in us, and that his word, his glory, his praise should become greater, and we all should become lesser. It's also a reminder to me that we all have a role to play in the kingdom. Some of us water, some of us harvest the fruit, but God is the one who gives the increase. Okay, let's move on now to Thankful Tuesday. Typically, we do a person, place, thing, and an attribute of God that we're thankful for, and I still want to do that in some way, But you guys know how I love an A to Z calendar or the attributes of God from A to Z. I love doing that periodically. Well, today I found something online that gives A to Z things to be thankful for. Here are just a few. A, answered and unanswered prayers. B, bathing. I don't know that I've ever thanked the Lord for bathrooms, but I think I probably should. C, coffee. I'm a decaf lover, but I can understand some of us really enjoy our coffee first thing. D, a dog. That's something that my kids really want, and I've held off. Ugh. Okay, E, electricity. And then G, the grace and mercy of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we come thanking you for all the many blessings that you provide. Even in the midst of our anxious hearts, Lord, you remind us to be thankful. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we are to present our requests to you. And so we come now thankful for our families. We ask, Lord, your blessings on them. We pray for those who are in need. Lord, we also want to thank you for places like our church, places like our houses that have electricity and coffee makers and bathrooms. I know it almost seems like I'm being cheesy, but Lord, we do thank you for all the blessings you have provided. Help us not to take them for granted and help us to use our resources in a way that help others thrive. Lord, we thank you for a thing today, whatever comes to mind, Lord. And then finally, Lord, we thank you for your attributes. We thank you, Lord, for being faithful, for being a God who loves children and who is working in the midst of VBS and Life Week. And we ask, Lord, that your glory would shine forth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.